you came out and ran awful hard against the Redskins on Sunday. Was there any doubt in your mind that you'd be as successful as you were?
I mean, I didn't really try to put a success rate on it. I was just trying to do the best, you know, to be the best teammate I could be, man, out there for my team. So,
do you feel like you exceeded in or succeeded in being the best teammate you could be, I guess, at Ben?
I mean, you'd always play better as an athlete, so that's what you practice for, that's what you play for, is just be the best you could be. And so I feel like I played okay, but, you know, the things I feel like I could be better at. So,
could you feel your rhythm kind of clicking more in the second half when they were going to you more? It seemed like the offense kind of got going. I mean, as you were able to get the carries and kind of build things up?
I've always been that kind of runner, in my opinion, where I get stronger as the game goes. And you know, coming off an injury where I missed, I don't know, it was like 7 games, you know, I got a little rust, but I didn't get a lot of contact in training camp. So, you know, it felt good to get those hits. It didn't feel good on Monday and Tuesday, but, you know, it's just getting back acclimated to that part of football.
Was that a familiar feeling, Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah. It's been my life for almost a good 15 years now.
Having that line, I think everybody played on the starting five, every single play, you know, and you guys dealt with injuries last year, but are you seeing where you and the line and fits? I mean, you mentioned it post game, it can kind of get better and better as the season goes on and kind of build some chemistry that you guys lost a little last year?
Yeah. Offense isn't like defense, where defense is kind of like you can just go tackle. And yeah, I mean, it's more, obviously more intricate than that, but it's a little harder for an offense to gel if they haven't been in the same and they haven't been in the fire and haven't been in the battles to kind of develop that cohesiveness as a unit. So I feel like as the season goes, you know, barring injury, I feel like we're going to gel very well and you'll start to see a more and more polished offense. So that's what we're working towards.
Could you already see that first quarter compared to the fourth quarter, already that kind of cohesiveness coming together even in just the first game?
I mean, yeah, you know, small victories. So, you know, you take them how you can get them.
Speaking of good teammates, you're going against Antonio Smith this weekend. He said that when you're going against brothers, it's like you're in school and you can't be as mean as you want to be. You believe that?
Not from him. I don't believe that. Nah, he's gonna come out and play his best, and so are we. But, you know, it's always fun playing in against people you've played against or with previously, because it's a battlefield we share, you know, throughout our careers, and we're privileged to be, you know, teammates with each other. So he was always a good teammate, and, you know, we had some great times here while he was here, and he helped us win a lot of games. So I got the utmost respect for him, and you know, he has my respect as a football player. I'm not a quarterback. He ain't gonna do that ninja stuff with me.
Going to Oakland, even, I mean, the team struggled recent years, but you still have about the fans and the black hole and stuff. Is that, I mean, as a player, does that kind of get you going, or do you enjoy that from a distance to know that guys, the fans are so into it, you know, while you guys are playing the game?
Raiders were my favorite team growing up. So I know all about the culture. I know about how intense the fans are, and win, lose, or draw, they're going to be out there in their spiked shoulder pads and painted faces, and I love that about them, and that's what part of what drew me to them as a child was just seeing that passion that they had for football up there in the Bay Area. And, you know, it's different now. I don't have a favorite football team now. Like, I play for one, so it's different. But, you know, my mother still roots for them when we're not playing them, and so does, you know, a couple of my other family members. So, you know, it's always fun going into the black hole, because that's where I wanted to play as a kid. So,
well, you had a hell of a game against them the last time you were out there.
Some would say.
Well, I would say. You don't think so?
All right, you would say.